Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's still not too late for Dak Prescott to play in the USFL. Welcome to a Die Eagles Die edition of Sorry We Love Football, the only show that actively hates the sport that it covers. I'm your host and Eagles fan, Daniel Hartigan. RIP Jason Kelce, RIP Fletcher Cox, yeah. Probably RIP Nick Sirianni.
Oh, really?
Probably. Ooh. Get him out. Yeah. RIP to an Eagles team I once loved. It will not look the same next season, and that's a shame. Hey, with us as always, Chiefs fan Danny Solomon. Danny, are the Chiefs going to win the Super Bowl? What's happening?
Absolutely, but I will say just on the Sirianni thing, he ended up being the coach, the worst coach in the league for the worst team in the league after he trolled the Chiefs fans in Arrowhead. Bad move. Bad move. Don't fuck with the Arrowhead faithful. Now we're going to Buffalo. We're taking the show on the road, and I have a feeling it's going to go pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that third voice, that's third person you see.
It's me.
Commanders fan Jamel Johnson. Jamel, how'd Fat Riley's go?
It went pretty good. I sold all of my Sacramento Kings apparel to one man.
Really?
Yeah.
From Sacramento?
Yeah. $12,000 of Sacramento Kings gear out of my life. And into one hand, one man's closet.
I had no idea you were sitting on that kind of wealth.
I got some things cooking, okay? I invest a little differently than most.
How was Super Wild Card Weekend for you?
It was amazing watching all of my NFC East foes look like shit.
Yep.
It felt so good. Nick Sirianni should get fired if for no other reason than wearing that Italy hat on Martin Luther King Day. Letting everybody know you're Italian on Martin Luther King Day is wild. Wild crazy.
Losing to Baker Mayfield on Martin Luther King Day. Wild.
Three tugs for Baker Mayfield. He did exactly what I thought he was going to do, which is go full, let Baker bake. And it was really your defense, but I was shocked that your offense couldn't put more together. I always thought they were scary, even up until this point.
They lost their mojo. I mean, something completely fell apart. They don't throw over the middle at all. I don't know if you see any of their all 22 offensive plays.
Haven't caught any.
It's all outside the hashes, and they put themselves in position where they're down double digits early every game. So they're throwing the ball. They abandon the run.
They decided as a team, we don't go over the middle because it's scary in there.
Yeah, they don't go over the middle.
People died, man.
Julio Jones did not sign up for this, to get injured in a meaningless playoff game. Oh, look,
did you see Tyler Higbee die over the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah, they removed all the plays right when that happened. They was like, nah, I'm not crossing shit.
Look, I would be completely demoralized and maybe not have shown up had the Cowboys won.
Sure.
Saturday was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So going into Sunday, knowing that this was a likelihood in some ways, softened the blow. I'm okay. Because the Cowboys lost.
Wow. Now, a couple of things just to clarify. And we will talk about how bad the Cowboys were.
Oh, man.
But just to get your opinion on it. A.J. Brown, what's going on there?
Unclear.
No social media. He completely blanked. He did the move.
You think they're going to sign him for the Super Bowl?
I don't know. He Kylered himself on Instagram. And now he's not playing. I felt like... What was that? Was that his decision? Or is he mad that it wasn't his decision?
I mean, I'm upset he played in week 18 in that Giants game and got injured. That was
right. Yet
another added to the pile of coaching mistakes that Nick Sirianni made and the coaching staff made. He shouldn't have been injured in the first place or put in that position. There was some weird shit going on all season with him. He didn't talk to the media for weeks. Then he had some like, hey, everything's fine press conference.
I do remember that.
Which I thought everything was fine. It's clearly not.
Nothing's ever been fine when a press conference was involved, man.
Yeah, no.
It's the least fine act, a press conference.
Well, here's what I want, just to fast forward a little bit. Coach Mike Vrabel.
Oh.
Leading his Tennessee Titans farm team, the children who grew up and went to the Eagles. Bring Vrabel over. Now it's Titans East.
Okay.
Further East. And then we have a defensive-minded coach for the first time in my life, probably. We always get offensive coaches.
Oh, Dick I would Vermeil love... wasn't going.
No. That guy was airing a beautiful it out. Offense
yeah,
guy.
Yeah. I want Vrabel.
That's He's a good young. Choice.
He had a stop. I think he overachieved in Tennessee. I don't know why they fired him. I think that's the move.
You don't want Bill?
No, he's old.
Come I'm on, good. Man.
You don't Couple want to be sucked Bill? Like
Bill?
Yeah.
I'm good. No, thank you.
Come on. He's just a Bill.
He's just a Bill sitting on Capitol Hill. He's going to the Commanders. Bill.
Yeah. No.
Ooh.
Actually, he's in Atlanta right now, right?
Yeah, he's in Atlanta. People are having meetings all over the place.
He's down there getting crunk, but he started in Atlanta. A single man's move.
Do you need to interview Bill Belichick? Doesn't he just say, like, you know, like, look at my resume? Like, do you have to interview, like, Tom Cruise for a new Mission Impossible movie? You know he's going to be fine.
Well, you got to make sure he's cool with whatever we're playing in the locker room. It's Atlanta. It's going to be a lot of young nudie. Are you good with that?
I'm fine with it.
Okay. Are
Bill's
you Bill?
Fine with it. Yeah, yeah I'm Bill. I'm fine with it. I'm actually more in touch than you'd think I'd be.
I wonder really, I mean, we'll get to all our stuff, but what is the coaching interview even like? Is it just like, here's the whiteboard, show me what you're going to do? Or is it more like a, what's your 5-year plan?
I think it's that.
Yeah.
And so every idiot who get like the interim coach from the last season that had to come in and clean up an old coach's mess. And then like the guy who's like an assistant, new hot young assistant, who's definitely not going to get hired, but it's cool that he's getting interviewed. Like all of these people, like a lady, whatever it is, they all come in and they have to do the same interview, even though they're just going to hire Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Practice interviews.
I think they'll steal some of their ideas or at least pitch them to Bill, who will then say no. But yeah, that's how interviews go.
So then Eric Bieniemy just goes into every room and just tanks the shit. He just has no idea what to do in the next 5 years everywhere he goes.
I don't know how much. Do you think it's him?
No, it's racism. But if it is at all him.
Is it because he's short?
I think so.
That might be a height thing on top of the race thing.
Yeah, bad energy from short people. I just saw Napoleon and
there you go.
Know, or well, we saw it. We discussed it, but you know, you can't be that guy. That guy always ends up tanking your entire country.
Who's the shortest coach in the NFL? Do we know just offhand?
I feel like it might be Mike Vrabel. I mean, he's kind of
he's a linebacker.
He's a middle linebacker.
No, it's not Sirianni.
McVay is really McVay. Short.
I think
really?
It's McVay. That's where I was going.
I'm gonna see if a quick lookup will solve it.
Let's see who this is. My money's on McVay. I don't know if it'll pull up immediately, but Danny is going
to... Somebody had to have done the research. All right, now this is what it's what has popped up is Pete Carroll, who is no longer a coach. Mm. But 5'11 is the previous benchmark.
I have a hard time believing no one's shorter than 5'11 who's an NFL
Jamel,
coach.
Jamel, didn't you have a picture with Sean McVay?
Yeah.
Is he shorter than you in that picture?
Let's pull it up.
Let's pull that picture up.
Oh, isn't Pete Carroll shorter than he was last year?
He's 5'11. Yeah, he's shrinking. Well, old people are always shrinking.
Yeah.
Once you hit 40, it's all downhill for your body.
Where is this damn...
So, Jamel, how tall are you?
I am 6 feet tall on my license.
What does that mean?
Is that Pete Carroll?
That means
6 feet?
Probably like 5'11.
It
like
says I'm 5'10 on Sean McVay's information.
Mm. All right, so then the internet somewhere is wrong. The internet has contradicted itself. Can you believe that?
I do remember him being shorter than me.
I remember that too in the picture. While you look that up, Danny,
yeah,
let's get into it. What'd you hate about watching football this week?
I hated the Sunday triple header. I know it didn't actually happen.
Okay.
All right, so don't yell at me. But just the idea of it, I don't like. Because let me just ask you guys something. When is the best time to enjoy a full day of playoff football, let's say in a place like Las Vegas, which is where I was this weekend, but anywhere, really. Like, when you're making an event out of it, what's the best day? Is it after one night of heavy drinking or after two nights of heavy drinking? Would it be more fun to spend the whole day at a sports bar eating wings and laughing with your friends? Or would you enjoy watching part of one game that you weren't even able to bet on, then listen to the rest on a spotty car radio while listening while eating a powdery bag of Snyder's pretzels? If you like those first options better, then here's my final question. Why isn't the triple header on Saturday? That's the day. That makes the most fucking sense. Sunday is football day during the regular season because we're mostly just sitting around our houses. But if it's an event weekend, that means it's likely a travel day if you're making it something special. You don't want to have to experience the playoffs in a car or in a plane, yet that is what the league decided they want to do to us.
You know what? I wasn't even with you in Vegas, and I did have to listen to like two playoff games in my car.
We got shit to do on Sunday. You know, Sundays, you're moving your shit. You're getting everything done in preparation for the new week. And Monday's even more stupid. I mean, I know it was Martin Luther King Day, technically a holiday, but people have horror festivals to attend.
Thank you.
I mean, some people actually get sent to work on MLK Day. And God bless them for doing that. It's racist, but God bless it.
I had to work. I had to go to the Sacramento Kings jersey factory and say what's up.
That's true. You were on the clock.
I had to check in.
You had to deal with the fucking Sacramento Kings whale that you found.
Yeah, I had to talk to Slamson.
I mean, all the Del Tacos were open. I had no problem getting a meal yesterday because everything was up. People were working. So it just doesn't make sense. We're going to watch all the games no matter what. NFL, you're going to get your nut. No ratings are being hurt. Just turn that first Saturday into an all-day betting and drinking marathon. Five games, then throw in one marquee game Sunday morning after breakfast, but before all the cars and planes leave. That way nobody gets screwed.
It did. The two games on Monday really threw me off. I mean, I know that was the snow's fault, but just disgusting.
Well, I like what Danny's saying because you're already doing Saturday games. So I understand if you only did Sunday and you had to figure out that schedule, but you're doing Saturday. So Right. Load it up, like you're saying, and then do the best game of the week Sunday night.
Yeah, like Sunday. Easy. Sunday is your new Monday. Saturday is your new Sunday. That's how the playoffs should work. Saturday, no matter what, that Saturday is going to be a free day. For the boys. You don't have anything to do the next day. And yes, Jamel, you're right. Saturdays are for the boys. Let's Still. Treat it for the boys. Sundays should be more for the wives. I feel like I really neglected my wife on Sunday and Monday, and that was after coming home from a very obviously pricey boys trip that was just for me, and she got nothing out of. I owe her to not focus on football for the rest of the weekend, and yet there I am watching the Eagles get spanked by Baker Mayfield and the kick-ass Bucks crew.
Buckham horns.
Jamel, what'd you hate about watching football this week?
I mean, I hated that. I hated that they moved the games around. I hated the Cowboys for ruining my perfect bracket. Sean McVay is shorter than me.
Confirmed.
That height is his hair.
You both are.
Leaned over. We're both kind of leaned over, but
in the same at the same angle. Yeah.
So I might actually be 6 feet tall. I hated. What else did I hate? I hated. You know what I hated? I hated watching both sides of a play. Audible into a base call. It looks really goofy. I don't know. I've saw that a couple times this weekend. It's like the offense goes, we not doing it. And then the defense is all like, hey, we not doing it either. And then it's just a lot of people just making wacky signs just to see a screen pass get thrown at a regular-ass 4-3 defense.
Yeah.
It's just like, what the
There is cares? Nothing I love more than watching a cornerback just jumping up and down and freaking out at the sideline. Right. Yeah. Like, what's the call?
Yeah.
The call is defense, motherfucker. Yeah. Go out there.
Cover that guy in front of you.
I like it when the middle linebacker just like has to flat out push the weak side linebacker or something. He just like pushes it, like, go over there. There's a lot of wackiness that goes on before a play. I have no idea. They're saying like kill when they really mean like it's good, and then sometimes they say
Peter,
you know, we're good. But it's not good. That's the audible.
Literally not good.
Sometimes they say, yeah, here we go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go. That's the worst cadence in football history.
Imagine being in that stadium. It's the third quarter. It's dead silent. And you're just hearing that over and over
again. Oh, it's even clearer
on the radio.
Yeah.
And all I could hear on the radio call was Dak yelling, here we go.
Yeah.
They're down 30.
Yeah. You hear, yeah, here we go. And then a minute later, they're like, and another interception.
The announcers were so sad. One of them dudes on the Westwood One call was about to cry.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of Cowboys fans out there. Why did they incorporate that this season? I mean,
that wasn't Dak's cadence over the course of his career.
No, he chose it this year. There was like a little mini story about it that I saw and skipped over. But
the rest of the team like that shit? There's no way they like that shit.
Well, now they don't.
Jordan Love's little here we go.
He's got a here we go.
Well, he did it as kind of a dig
he
at
did it
Dak.
At the kneel down.
On
right?
the victory formation. Yeah. He gave a little here we go.
Because it's so stupid.
Yeah. It's a nice little fuck you.
I can't believe the Cowboys exist.
I'm such a big fan of, like, the guy who gets the most criticism of any quarterback, who kind of lost his team season in an insanely dumb way last year, spent the offseason finalizing and perfecting, yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
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 He's like, where's the biggest flaw in my game?
Well, and getting knocked unconscious for an 11-hour back tattoo.
Right, right.
Which was also an off-season Dak move.
You might as well just have like thrown in a surgery during
that. Yeah, sure.
Like, he probably needed something on his AC joint or something.
The nerve of the Cowboys to trick America into thinking they were a good team this year.
They buy it every season.
They should be fucking ashamed of themselves. They had people running into the stadium like a fucking Tickle Me Elmo had just came out.
Well, that's because they sell 20,000 standing room seats.
Disgusting! So Jerry Jones, I hope you die in hell. I hope you take a trip to hell alive and die there.
We have to just realize that every time there's like a huge hype around something, it's going to fail spectacularly. I think that moment with the Cowboys fans running in the stadium and that vibe that they were trying to create there, very Aaron Rodgers running in with the American flag. It was just like, you are setting yourself up for an epic disaster.
And they do it every year. And then I gassed them up. I'm like, there's going to be a parade in Maryland. And my friends in Maryland were like, yeah! Haven't heard from them since.
I mean, we all fell for it as well. I mean, we'll get to the picks and their outcomes later, but we all picked
my bracket, bro. My upset math would have totally gone the other way. How dare you? I will never believe in that team again. They got the new Lions band.
And the Lions are going all the way.
I mean, save that thought for the hype train.
You're saying
if it feels too good. I mean, that team won their Super Bowl. They're hugging and crying. Like, that's...
I think you got the wrong impression
of
the Detroit Lions.
Okay. So what I hated about watching football this week is we almost got... Like, there was a sliding doors moment that happened that this brief window of time that was the most beautiful thing I could imagine. And it didn't happen, but I have to detail it. So we got teased with a Carson Wentz appearance. Never materialized because Matthew Stafford faked his way out of a CTE test, somehow passed this test, clearly concussed.
Yeah,
he was that guy blacked out on the field.
The Lions, remember when their coach got the job and he said, we're going to be biting people?
Yeah.
It showed. They was ready to bite, dude.
So Wentz would have come into the game. If he leads the Rams back to a victory, which may be better than concussed Stafford at that point.
I would say
they didn't score another point. Then the Rams would have had to go into Philly had Philly won the Bucs, and it would have been Wentz going to Philly
with a chance to win.
Mind blowing. Great chance to win. I mean, what if he goes nuclear, puts up 500 yards, 5 touchdowns, he's spiking the ball? What happens if he implodes and gets laughed out of the stadium? Does he just like not come out at halftime? It would have been so amazing, and I feel like we got cheated a little bit.
Now, what you're presupposing is that the Eagles players in the locker room would have watched the outcome of the Rams game, or not in the locker room, but the day before, watching together as a group, would have watched the epic comeback that Wentz made to bring his team to victory, and that would have spurred them to play better on defense to stop Baker Mayfield. Well,
they would have got a home game after this. So.
So that was the only motivation they needed. Not knowing that they would have to go into Detroit, who has never won a divisional playoff game, I think, ever, was too much for them to handle, and they shied away from Jared Goff's monster arm.
Yeah, we had Mayfield, Goff, Purdy looking at us, and we were like, no, thank you. We can't handle that.
I love the lineup of quarterbacks on the NFC. Like, the AFC is murderer's row. It's the best that it could have been.
Yeah.
It's Stroud, it's Mahomes, it's Allen, and it's Lamar.
I will say the football gods did bless us with Chiefs-Bills. So I will sacrifice Wentz going to Philly. We get Chiefs-Bills. I can deal with it.
I think the refs gave us Chiefs-Bills. That Bills game. Now, listen, I wanted the Bills to win, so I'm happy it happened. But there was a couple calls in that third quarter that was very pro Bills.
I mean, there was also the call where the Steelers tight end clearly fumbled and they just didn't give the Bills the ball.
Okay.
Right. Earlier in the game.
Well, all right.
That's true. Did Josh Allen fake slide?
Yeah, well, it was like a hezzy. It was a hezzy slide.
But he knows what he's doing.
Oh, he knows for sure what he's doing.
Who was the quarterback who did that in college?
That's Kenny Pickett. And he did it to the Steelers, which was really fun. The Steelers never had any chance.
I mean, sure.
That was just always over.
When it was 17-24, I'm like, it's chance.
Yeah,
because
you got – there was no Allen turnovers at that point in the game. So you're like, I'm looking like 60-40. He still throws up. And he did hit him in the hands twice.
Yeah.
That's what I love about this is that the Chiefs are going to turn Allen – we got to talk about this later. We can't –
Anyway, I don't want to move – he knew what he was doing, right? That was like a deep –
Yeah.
And the guy didn't even – there was no helmet contact. He stopped. He stopped himself in midair knowing that he was going to get one of these.
Oh, the one he actually got the penalty on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, okay.
So what? How do you defend that?
You can't. He did all he could. He was flying in midair and hit the brakes like a cartoon character. He was like Wile E. Coyote falling off a cliff.
He was.
It's that PI thing, too, where it's like, look, what are you going to do? You can't. You're in midair. You can't stop yourself. You're in position. But as long as the quarterback underthrows the ball, as long as the quarterback does the slide a little late, you're fucked. That's the move they know to do.
That was the savvy move. I stopped watching the game. Like, I know the Bills took over in the fourth or whatever, but after that play, I was like, oh, yeah, Bills winning. It's done.
Yeah.
Okay, just to wrap up wild card weekend, our game this week, who was the wild card of wild card weekend, or who is your wild card, Danny?
I'd say both.
Okay.
Which one makes less? Or which
I think
one makes,
who is the wild card of wild card weekend?
But this one that I'm going to choose happens to be my wild card of wild card weekend as well.
Okay.
It's just, you know, who shook things up. I'm going to say, and I'm so grateful to you, Jamel, for perfectly setting this up without even realizing it. Jerry Jones is the wild card of wild card weekend because honestly, I don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to do now. I watched Fall of the House of Usher where these, you know, when these billionaire guys, they get close to death, man, and they start to have the fear that they traded a life of earthly pleasures for an eternity in hell, they can get unpredictable. What's he going to do to get that last Super Bowl that he needs to make it all worth it? I mean, he could decide to trade Dak for Lionel Messi. He could move the team to Houston just so he can try to sneak back into this year's playoffs.
Mm.
He might fire McCarthy, or he might invite him to a dinner where he ends up eating pieces of his own son.
I mean, listen, that's what I'm banking on. I just bet on that on FanDuel.
He's a crazy rich guy. He's liable to do anything. He could go up. I mean, I know this might not be nice to say, but up in the bell tower, that's a very Texas thing. Start shooting people. Wow, Point is... All I'm saying is this is the ultimate win now mode for Jerry and the Cowboys. Anything is on the table. Everything is negotiable. No price is too high because Pinhead and the Cenobites are about to roll into Arlington.
He is going to pay Bill Belichick $1 billion.
He might.
Bill Belichick might get $1 billion.
And it wouldn't even work.
It would.
Like, how often has this happened where you hire the big name coach who's been, you know, 1 year at the desk or has just come off like, you know, that one season? I mean, even Sirianni, like, people are kind of not realizing he just went to the Super Bowl. But, like, that's what it takes. If a coach has won the Super Bowl before, the Brinks truck gets rolled up for them and they never do it again. It doesn't feel like it's ever happened.
No. Yeah, not in my lifetime.
So it's always a mistake, but yeah, Jerry Jones could do it. He is racing against the clock. The shadow people from Ghost are coming. All of the different hell specters that you might expect are coming for the... Like, every movie about hell has a representative in the mix to try to grab Jerry Jones when he croaks.
My personal hell would be he Godfather offers Jason Kelce
to come be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
What?
You don't think these Kelce boys are going to get involved? They're going to be
in
football.
I think his wife would divorce him.
Yeah.
What if Jerry Jones backs up $1 billion truck?
I don't think she wants any more attention than they're already getting, and I think she would
divorce
him.
I'm just saying, one of these Kelce dudes is going to be a coach in the NFL in the near future, so get ready.
I'll tell you what. How about this? You know who has more money than Jerry Jones, maybe? Probably not. Taylor Swift. And she could pull up the truck to Jason Kelce, get him as our offensive coordinator.
Oh, my God.
Suddenly, we start catching balls again for some reason.
All right. My wild card of wild card weekend. It's not Taylor Swift swag surfing.
Uh-huh. Which was sweet.
Which was very fun. Did you enjoy that, Jamal?
Did
you see it?
I might
Kyle,
have.
Did you see it? Did you start joining along in the house?
No, I didn't start joining along.
Yeah, you did.
It was all fine, though.
Yeah, what are you going to do? We're okay, enjoying ourselves. Wait, can I just throw in one quick fact? I found this out from someone I was hanging out with in Vegas. Taylor Swift's jacket that she was wearing, it was designed by Kyle Juszczyk's wife.
Oh, this was a huge story this week.
Well, never mind.
Because Kyle Juszczyk is like husband of the year.
Yeah.
Because he was replying to every tweet of the jacket saying, made by my wife.
Yeah.
Made by my wife. That dude knows. Million points.
Wag surfing.
I will say that was the every woman that I spoke to at the Rose Bowl flea market who came to my stand was looking for Chiefs gear.
Unbelievable.
We're back, baby.
Do you have any Chiefs gear?
We can't move on from the swag surfing thing too fast, because did you see the first tweet any Chiefs player sent after the game was Chris Jones saying Arrowhead need a new DJ?
Whoa! Yeah. Yeah,
and he was he said, like, no pun intended, because he's talking about Derek Johnson, former Chief great
right,
DJ.
Of course.
But like, and then people were like, "What about swag surfing?" He's like, "It's over."
Once Swift does it, it's over. Swag surf used to be for us, and it was officially
once Donna
taken.
Kelsey's doing it. It might be near the end.
She wasn't really doing it. She was just swaying back and forth like an old.
But
lady.
I kind of do.
She was in the ocean.
Any level of participation, because
it's like a rallying thing that the Chiefs players had. Like Willie Gay called it in. He's like, put swag surfing on, like during a game. And this happened with the Royals a few years ago with the Fetty Wap song. Was that 1738? Is that the thing?
And then, well, he says that every song.
It became like a big rally thing. And then the fans got into it, and the players were like, "Well, that was last year."
Yeah, I mean, this year I think it can be reappropriated. But I would also nominate Jamel Johnson for new DJ of Arrowheads.
I mean, I got some stuff. I got some stuff that's accessible to whites that everyone can enjoy.
Actually, you basically play what Jalen Hurts listens to.
I do.
Like, you should DJ Jalen Hurts' locker room.
I do. I am in tune with his playlist.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Essence Magazine, Black Enterprise.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at.
80s R&B, lost hits.
But whatever, man. I'll play Two Princes for these motherfuckers. We put on Two Princes. Like, She's Lump. Whatever. Whatever y'all like. I'll put that Lump shit on.
My actual wild card of Wild Card Weekend. Nick Sirianni. Because who are you? You had 2 months to figure this out. We all knew. Even at 10-1, everyone knew the Eagles were frauds. Everyone knew. Then it starts falling apart. The answers seem to be clear to anyone on NFL Twitter or any NFL analyst. You don't do anything. Jay freaking Gruden was cheating, was tweeting and clowning the team. Jay Gruden.
That's disrespectful.
Saying, hey, you need to have an answer for this zero blitz.
He should be removed from the internet. I don't ever want to hear from Jay Gruden.
That's how low we have sunk. So Nick Sirianni, I don't know if he's in football next season. He looks really tired. He aged like a president. I don't know if you've seen the before pictures he was hired to now. It is bad.
It's a rough gig.
But not, I think he makes it rougher than it has to be. Some of these guys like revel in it.
I think Eagles Nation makes it rougher than it has to be.
Did you see him walking off the Eagles fans were throwing shit at him when he was leaving the Bucks.
He was just in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like the other day.
Yeah.
It was like not even a full calendar year ago.
In comedy terms, it was the other day.
Yeah.
If I was talking about it on stage, I would say the other day I was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, as long as it happened to you within the last 3 years, you can say the other day I did this.
Yeah.
That's a little note to you.
The other day I lost a 10-point lead in the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, we were an inevitable force. And
you guys hear about this?
Yeah, you guys hear this? You see this?
Jamel, who is your wild card of who is the wild card of Wild Card
the
Weekend?
The wild card of Wild Card Weekend is that adorable blue bull down in Houston, Toro. The Houston Texans mascot, they did it for you. You did it for the city. And you know that the guy in that mascot costume was the same guy when Deshaun Watson was the quarterback. Mm. You know he walked over to Deshaun and said, "Hey, we're coming for you, bro. I know everything. He had all the keys."
But he didn't do a mascot voice. He lowered his voice and did
he
it
took
intimidating.
The helmet off and said,
no,
hey.
Helmet on. Got real. And then, hey, zipping around after that. But
hey,
guys. But
for 2 seconds, hey, Deshaun, I'm going to see you in the parking lot after this. All right, guys, it's time for the game.
Yo, Toro on Instagram is fire.
Toro goes nuts.
Every Texans week, he's pulling pranks around Texans headquarters. It is delightful.
He's the reason I picked the Texans.
Damn.
It wasn't because of C.J. Stroud or Will Anderson and none of that bullshit. Toro!
I mean, this Texans team's got something, and I like it against the Ravens. That's the first matchup I want.
The first good Texans team in human history.
Well, I mean, you know, they're always fool's gold in the once they get to the divisional round, I think.
They saved the AFC South.
But this is a new guy. This is C.J. Stroud season. This is all new possibilities.
D'Amico Ryan's coach of the year.
As long as...
Is there even an argument?
I think Stefanski might get it because of the regular season.
Yeah.
But he did lay a big fat fart. And actually, we all bet the Browns except for you, Jamel, and good on you. But then when I was in Vegas, I had a quick, you know, moment of clarity.
You knew I was right.
The Texans' money line looked juicy. It had some nice juice on top.
Nice and layer so of fat.
Just threw a little money on it, made my whole weekend. That plus realizing every single thing that was going to happen in the Chiefs-Dolphins game made me a good amount of money. I lost it all at the tables and then some, but it was great.
Yeah, hey, sports betting. For that one moment, you was on.
One shining moment.
Yeah, I was wondering why you
played that at the Chiefs game.
Yeah, because your story would have been different. You would have been eating like lobster tail and not pretzel crumbs if you didn't lose all your money.
Yeah, I might have somewhat entertained the idea of going to the strip club on mushrooms instead of staying completely away from that.
Yeah, they'll get you. Was it one of the old ladies handed you the card and you was like, all right, you know what?
Now there was a...
She looks like my abuela. Let me get over there.
Well, you haven't... Well, those ladies are actually giving you hookers, right?
I think those are straight up hookers.
Yeah, it's the guys in suits that give you the strip clubs.
Oh, the limo. Hey, free limo.
Free limo.
To the strip club.
Hey, I'll give you 20 bucks. Go to the strip club for me.
Also, just one bonus wild card.
Hey, you mind running to the strip club for me, picking up a Snapple? And
You're like running outside to show him your boner. You're like, look, I got it for you. Yeah.
And then you grab it. You're like, this ain't enough. Make it enough.
Yeah. Hey, put 20 down, 20 down on some titties for me.
I was just going to go bonus wild card was myself. I went to Universal Studios in the lead up to this week.
You were being
wild. I went to Texas Chainsaw Massacre during the game. I was ignoring Eagles football as much as I could. Truly. I had a bad feeling going into that one. So
you had a bad feeling in the preseason. You had a bad feeling when Jalen was on the cover of Essence.
I knew. Well, I still don't believe that Jalen is the problem.
He played.
I thought he was
better
fine.
Than I thought he would.
I thought he was fine. Right.
Yeah, he's not the problem. You need that.
The play calling is unbelievably predictable and bad, and has no answers to what the defense clearly knows you're going to do. We're going to zero blitz you. And you have no answers.
Do you think this is a time that being a quiet, passive is not the right word, but like a quiet, subdued quarterback personality is a bad thing?
It actually is. One of the knocks on Jalen that I will say is for all the intangibles credit that he gets as some amazing leader and kind of centers the team, dude, it's the playoffs. You gotta open up the bag of tricks a little bit. Like
I saw Goddard was yelling at him on the sideline.
And Jalen's just staring ahead. It's fucking all he does.
Good point.
Yeah. You're right. So, yeah, I would have loved to see. Maybe he just knew in his heart of hearts, like, I don't even need to do it this year because it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. You know what? He needs a trip to Jamaica.
He's going
to
take one.
And a romantic tryst with an older woman.
He has a girlfriend.
No, he's got to get his groove back.
Yeah. Well, actually, he's got to help Stella get her groove back is what it sounds like. That's right. And then I guess the groove will kind of.
Once he has sex with Angela Bassett. On the beaches of Jamaica.
I think that would get any of us.
He's the thing Angela Bassett did.
Yeah.
I think.
God. Okay. Wild card weekend. Danny and Jamel both went 4-2.
Man. Oh, yeah.
I cannot believe I picked the Cowboys on the comedy NFL show. This was my opportunity to shit on these clowns one last time. And I really thought they were good. And they should be ashamed of themselves. That's not my fault.
I'm mad about the Browns. I feel like I was just in the wrong headspace when we made these picks last week. You're believing in Joe Flacco.
Exactly.
To beat a young, hot quarterback like C.J. Stroud, who's got all the momentum. But everything else, I felt like I was immaculate.
I mean, look.
I think what happened in the Browns game was so crazy Because we were all like, well, the Browns defense is ridiculous and this is a rookie quarterback. And then Houston just went out and they were like, we didn't alter our game plan
at all. We don't care.
We didn't change a single thing as though we were playing fucking Jacksonville or something.
There were some injuries, too, that popped up late in the week with the Browns. Like Denzel Ward was hurt and Grant Delpit didn't play. And like those were the guys that were really there during the big run. And then all they really were banking on was their pass rush, the Browns. And, you know, say what you will about the Texans, they got Tunsil. They got a decent line. They got tackles.
Just enough.
Yeah.
They thought he was going to go down. He finished the game. He looked good. Them and the Packers believed in their young quarterback and was like, fuck it. We're going to act like we're a playoff team. Let it rip. And that shit worked.
Kyle and myself went 2-4. So Danny is now 5 games ahead of Kyle for the season totals.
It over.
It's not. I think if you pick
the opposite every time.
Yeah, which I won't allow.
Why not? Why not? You can do whatever the fuck you want, Kyle.
Well, no, because you can way always just be like, I'm doing whatever Kyle says.
I got a 40 burger my way.
Yeah, and some burgers can be presented.
Burgers
to the table.
Can happen, but you're, you know.
All the burgers was this weekend, bro.
Playoff burgers are tight. We do need to clear up the burger situation in the offseason.
Divisional burgers do exist, and let's get into it. Saturday afternoon, 1:30 p.m., Texans at Ravens.
Woo!
It's a good game.
Stroud Jackson. This
Texans.
Is beautiful.
All right.
Kyle's got the Texans.
I'm not even doing this to be super contrarian, and I was the guy on here saying the Ravens are best team in the league in, like, week 6.
Sure.
I love the Ravens, but I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's me wanting the Arrowhead Invitational to potentially be back on.
That would be sweet.
Can you imagine how upset the internet will be if the AFC Championship game is in Arrowhead Stadium in 2 weeks?
I love it. I mean, and I do believe in the Texans to maybe keep it close in a shootout for a while. But, you know, the Ravens, and I've been watching the Chiefs defense. They are the number 2 defense in the league. They're so much fun to watch. It's fun to watch good defense. Yeah. I haven't had it in so many years.
It's a clip of one of the DBs jamming Tyreek Hill at the line.
Just pushing
him
around.
I think he
slipped, but
he was doing that all
still,
game.
He knew what to do because it was icy. He knew how to handle
Tyreek
the leverage.
Tyreek even admit that he flattened him.
He did.
Yeah,
didn't he say he jammed him all the way to Cancun?
That's right. Yeah. With Ted Cruz's ass. But, you know, the Ravens are the number 1 defense. So if they have a good defense in the same way that we do, maybe even a better one, I don't know about rookie quarterback going into the cold.
I mean, yeah, that's practical.
Yeah.
I think the Ravens are very much the best team in the league.
But I agree with your enthusiasm for the Texans team. It's fun. It's interesting. It's new. It's hot. But I don't think the Ravens are getting stopped until
Ravens
the end.
Ravens on my shit right now. Ravens.
Ravens for Jamel. I'm going with Kyle. And I'm going Texans burger.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And I think this is going to be the just face-melting shift, like, tectonic plates of the league. And we're just like, what the fuck
did
we just watch?
This discrepancy, this could be like 2018 Chiefs, sort of like, oh.
Right.
Yes,
sure.
Yes.
Type of game.
But,
that's,
you know.
That's what I'm worried about.
Lamar,
I don't want to doubt it. Why would I... The Stroud thing is insane.
Lamar isn't a 38-year-old Tom Brady also.
I mean, he's not, which is why I picked a Texans burger, because I expect the Ravens to score and Lamar to play well.
So
the Ravens
wait,
are so good, they just
so
didn't
you think
play
it
this week.
It's going to be 48-45.
Yes.
But the Texans have to win in order for the burger to cash.
Yes.
And I think that goes without saying.
I'm going with the Ravens because they're at home, and the Park Heights Strut is still my favorite dance. And Lamar, this is a team that I think is going to do well with the week off.
Is Mark Andrews back?
You know.
Mark Andrews is practicing.
It said trending towards play.
Yeah, I don't even think they should play him.
No, he'll decoy.
Likely is pretty good.
Yeah, I likely was perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And the one thing the Ravens don't have are really good receivers. Maybe Odell is capable of it.
They're bad.
Now that's a fun thing to say in that hat.
Yeah,
we can't. You know, we can't call the kettle black here. But I mean, I've said all season we have terrible.
But
receivers.
Do the Chiefs have the best receiver of those two teams?
If we went up against the Ravens, I think Rashee Rice is better than Zay Flowers, and those are the top 2 receivers on both teams.
Man,
book it.
Okay. It's so funny that Jamel's like, here's how I justify me picking the best team in the league by far to win a home playoff game off a bye.
Just a regular win.
Just a regular ass win.
Like, yeah.
Look, Lamar's what's the line run on for that like game? 80 yards.
Isn't the line on that game like 8.5 or something?
It's kind of in all the other games besides Chiefs Bills, it's like 8 to 9.5. But I also think, you know, the Texans defense was great against old man Joe. Against sleepy Joe Flacco.
Yeah, this is a different thing, man.
Dude, watching Joe Flacco evade, it like made you sad.
Yeah.
Someone's coming at him and just watching him like dub, like what's like step back, and you're like, oh, fuck. it like felt illegal.
Yeah.
When he would get sacked.
Lamar's just a different speed. He's a Madden glitch. You know, he's going to be here 1 second, and then the next second he's, you know, on the other hash mark.
Yeah, sure, it's the playoffs. Everybody's got a chance, but I got to go Ravens.
Yeah.
What's that Brazilian fighting style? Capoeira?
Capoeira?
Capoeira. When the dude did that shit on Flacco's back. Oh, my God. Bro, that was hilarious.
I love how all these good, the like, fun
Booker T, Spinaroonie.
Yeah, exactly.
It was...
Joe Flacco is on the ground.
We all, like, laughed. And
dead. And this dude is spinning.
We're, like, making it a meme, and you're like, that's someone's grandpa.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out how that wasn't a flag. You could straight up breakdance on a guy's neck.
That's not a flag.
As long as you're trying to get off of him.
Yeah.
He threw a piece of cardboard down on his back.
Quick RIP to the Browns helmets. I hope they never do the matte orange helmet again. Them shits look like playground equipment. It looked like melted elementary school chairs.
It looks like they're asking for more funding.
Yeah, son. Nah, don't do that no more.
Packers at Niners, Saturday night football. It's a good one. You could make the same argument that Love is kind of doing his Stroud impression, and they're coming into their own at the right time, all that stuff.
I have a bonus hate. I hate that Fox gets to promote I Heart the 90s matchup every playoffs now. I know.
This is a beautiful jersey matchup. It harkens back to young Favre. I mean, it's a nice little setup.
I don't even like the 90s that much, dude. I'm not watching Nickelodeon no more.
You're zagging on the 90s?
I'm off the 90s. I'm off the 90s, dog. Show me the 80s.
Or the 2000s. Is there any fruit there? Are people interested in loving the 2000s?
That's just the Texans jersey.
I think the 2000s and the war just kind of made everybody hate
it. Oh, right. A tough decade. I guess here's the thing. Since I'm betting the Ravens, and there has to be one hilarious upset all weekend
There does have to be one hilarious upset. It's just, can you identify it?
I think it's the Packers.
Do you really?
I loved. They played fucking lights out.
They were unbelievable.
They were really good.
Aaron Jones,
what's his name? Alexander? Is he hurt?
Jair Alexander might be hurt.
Isn't he their best defensive player?
He is, but you know, there's other. Rashawn Gary's good, and they got Kenny Clark, and they have a decent front line. Yeah, and I mean, whatever. They might have a game plan. They might not. It might be a shootout. It might be a tighter game. Who knows? But I just feel like there's some kind of magic there. And I might be totally off base. It might be the Stroud magic and not the Love magic, but I think Love is in the air.
I like this Packers team as well, but the Niners, what they can do that Dallas is incapable of and didn't even try is just run the ball.
Right.
Like Niners are just going to ride McCaffrey for 28 carries. And I think that's unstoppable. So I got to go Niners.
And if the Niners front plus linebackers can't stop Aaron Jones, they're all getting sent to DC again. They're going to send Chase Young back.
Now, you know, the Ravens did clown the Niners late in the season. They did. And they also had that 3-game losing streak against
that was in San Francisco.
They are beatable. So let's not pretend like they're some kind of unstoppable force just because they got Christian McCaffrey. Also, Christian McCaffrey does tend to get hurt sometimes.
He does.
If he's hobbled in any way, if anything happens to him, you're relying on Brock Purdy, and that suddenly becomes not so
tough. The Brock Purdy, Nate, like, truthers out there, what they fail to understand is, can this man come back from a 10-point deficit? Have we ever seen that need to happen and get done? Have we seen him play well in a playoff game?
Right.
Like, they won one playoff game last year? I can't even remember who they beat.
Yeah, I can't either.
And then they came into Philly, and then the guy got hurt. So we don't really know. But, like, I'm not thinking Brock Purdy's some proven playoff entity at all.
Certainly. I mean,
I think they'll win the game, but I don't think it'll be because Brock Purdy is lights out.
He doesn't have the advantage over Jordan Love.
Playing the Cowboys is a perfect matchup because, as we all knew, If the Cowboys make one mistake, the whole building is going to have one collective tight asshole. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they did. This is different. Niner gang is there. They're going to be on them the whole game. There is no wavering with those fans. I'm going with the Niners. Too much energy.
The only thing I'll say again, to contradict myself, actually, is that the Niners don't lose in the divisional. They lose in the championship game.
That's facts.
I think this is the only team that can beat the Niners in the NFC.
I tend to agree.
I can't wait until the next game because I'm going to disagree with all.
I don't think.
Danny's on the Lions train.
I think the Niners are going to win. I don't want them to. This does seem like a exact prime for an upset, but I don't know. Alex Smith's got to be looking at this Niners team like, where the fuck were these guys while I was there being a better version of this same motherfucking team?
Good point. I would take Alex Smith in
I was
a
getting
second.
absolutely shit on for playing a little better than Brock Purdy with worse players and Vernon Davis.
Well, Kyle Shanahan was like 18 at the time or something.
Yeah. So Niners for you, Kyle? Okay, Sunday.
Alone on Packers Island. I love it.
Hey, enjoy.
12 noon. Just a noon start time for Bucks at Lions.
Oh, man.
Baker Mayfield.
This used to be the Thanksgiving game you didn't look forward to.
No doubt. Bucks Lions. Like,
yeah, we're at Ford Field. We're doing the whole fucking thing.
This is for the first time in my life I saw people in Lions gear.
Yeah.
Multiple people.
Yeah, they came out of high. Like, yeah, this is the time.
This is the first time they've ever been proud of anything.
I saw the meme going around, like, this is the first time you could text message a person that the Lions won a playoff game. And I was like, that is, it really puts it into some sort of perspective.
Which is why I'm picking the Bucks.
Whoa! Oh,
come on.
Bro, I'm sorry.
Tell me Baker Mayfield is marching his scraggly-ass gang of Super Bowl leftovers from a couple years ago.
I obviously, I'm crazy. Obviously, I'm wrong. All of D12 is going to be at the game.
Yep.
How could the Lions lose? I just think Baker, he's been on so many teams, he doesn't give a fuck about none of that shit. It was clear in the Eagles game. I don't care who's over there. I shouldn't even have this job. I'm playing until they fire me again. Bucks.
Look, this is two number one picks who got discarded. True. Got thrown into the junk heap. Even though they played pretty well, Baker went to a divisional, lost to the Chiefs, of course. Jared Goff went to the fucking Super Bowl. He's no stranger to any of this stuff.
Yeah.
But this isn't about those two guys. This is about what else they got. I think Mike Evans is great, and Rashad White's pretty damn good too. But then the Lions have Jahmyr Gibbs, Montgomery, Amon-Ra St. Brown. They got Sam LaPorta. Sometimes Jameson Williams catches a long ball. They got more going on. Yeah.
They just, look, the way that they had to beat Matt Stafford, I think it was a little too emotional. I think it was a little too emotional for Goff. I think Goff, you could tell, when he kneeled, he felt like he had just won the Super Bowl. He put his hands up like he just won a prize fight.
That locker room was
this is the wild card.
Championship.
You know, that's good. You should have those vibes.
I just think there's a little, it felt like they completed the mission.
I don't know. You don't think Baker Mayfield is like, I completed the hero arc?
No, but this is a dangerous team. They don't have an arc, exactly. They're dangerous.
Baker does.
Baker
has four teams after the Browns, and he finally settles down somewhere and fucking gets to the divisional round of the playoffs. That's
the Bucks might not even keep him next season. Like,
he has the discarded man of all time. He could win this game and still lose his job.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Bucks.
Jamel's not even into it.
Picks anyway.
I'm going with the Bucks as well.
Okay.
And we're going to have a disgusting Niners Bucks
NFC
Championship
game. The Bucks.
Oh, put me back. Hey, I love it. I love being on Lions Island.
Baker Mayfield is the Joker. Everyone has a plan, and he's just out here like, I don't know.
And I think the rest of the team kind of matches that, where they're like, we're not even supposed to be here.
And listen, I'm riding the last black coach left.
Todd Bowles, shout out.
I'm riding, former Eagles I'm riding defensive with Bowles. Coordinator. He's got the defense looking good. Winfield Jr. had an amazing game.
Yeah, those linebackers are looking like they should.
Rolling with
Detroit
the
won't be the home.
Oh, there's one black coach left. D'Amico Ryans.
Oh, what am I saying?
There's two.
Hey.
Here's some
so
teams.
We're going Texans Bucks Super Bowl.
I had to pick one.
Hardigan always has a list one. Of how many black people are where at any given moment.
I had to pick one. I just picked Holmes to lose in Baltimore, the blackest city I could think of.
The Bucks lost to the Lions 20-6. in October, mid-October.
Okay. That's the two different teams now.
They also lost to the Saints. They lost. They
yeah, they lost a lot of games.
They lost the several games. They lost.
I'm just saying.
They lost like eight games.
Close game against the Falcons. These are bad teams. The Buccaneers are 9-8 people.
They want to know.
I don't know, man. It's just.
They want to know.
I just, every time a team looks like that after a game that's not the Super Bowl, they tend to let you down a little bit. And that's what the Lions looked like to me.
That's
that
what felt the a lot Bucks like, looked like to me.
That felt a lot like Nick Sirianni yelling at Chiefs fans.
The Eagles gave them no resistance. No,
yeah, they're rested.
The Lions want this game. The Eagles look like they were ready to get out of here.
The Bucks are rested.
I'm picking the Bucks because there has to be one upset on my card, and that is the Bucks because I am.
I just think it'd be fun. Although, sorry, to Detroit. I think it'd be fun if the biggest, saddest place got worse.
They'll still be happy. That's they part of the problem. Exactly. Well, they're already
they
happy.
They did some shit that they'd never seen before, ever. And
yeah.
That's pretty
and the
good.
Bucks are in a playing in a city that doesn't even know they still have a baseball team.
Right.
I think Dan Campbell's got this one. I think he knows that that they could get complacent, and he's going to bite their ankles.
I will say that the Lions' defense is out for blood. The way they beat the Rams was very, like, very physical.
And I saw Hutchinson had pressure on 40% of snaps he played.
He's a good player.
Hayden Hutchinson looking like Waluigi.
Yep.
Running around out there.
Oh, my God, he does look like Waluigi.
Every time, every rush.
Like Mario Tennis Waluigi.
Arms high as hell.
All right, game of the week. Let's get to it. Chiefs at Bills. In Buffalo, rightfully.
Good.
You guys haven't played this game in the playoffs in Buffalo yet, right?
We haven't played any road games with Patrick.
That's
Mahomes.
Right. Fuck.
Unless you count count playing the Super Bowl in the opposing team.
Yeah, sure. That was some craziness. But
that did happen.
But that you can't plan.
Chiefs at Bills. This is the one. When you see all these new quarterbacks, Jordan Love and Stroud, no, that's fun. That's exciting. But these are now the old guys?
Man,
now it's
Patrick.
Mahomes and Allen is the old guys?
This guy's got multiple kids. This guy's got kids so young they don't even remember when he started his career.
That's true. That's true. He was pounding Britney well into season 3.
The Bachelor.
Of The Bachelor.
I will.
I wish he was on.
I will see your Chiefs defense and acknowledge it, and it's great. Yes. It's the best Chiefs defense I can remember for a while.
Thank you.
But isn't Josh Allen's whole thing is that he runs around and extends plays the same way Mahomes does, and it's really hard to defend that.
In my highest hopes of hopes, the Chiefs defense was watching this Bills game, and Drew Tranquil, and Nick Bolton, who had the best game of his entire career
can tackle Josh Allen.
Nick Bolton did this incredible thing where he didn't ever tackle Tyreek Hill. He picked him up off the ground until the whistle blew twice. Because it's his boy.
Yeah.
And I think that they were watching that game thinking, I don't think we would have let him do that deke slide. McDuffie loves hitting people.
Yeah. Snead loves hitting people. Here's the thing. I don't want to be as confident about this as I am. I really don't. I feel like I got to a place late in the season where I was like, anything that happens is gravy because this isn't the team that's going to do it. I still don't think they're going to go all the way. I probably would pick the Ravens next week if all goes according to plan. But this Bills team, they can go fuck themselves. I don't think that they've got it against us. I think we are their boogeyman. And I love that their excuse that they had to travel to Arrowhead every single time is going to be completely gone. And they're going to have to do it at home in front of their fans. And if anything goes wrong at all, their fans are going to get re-traumatized and the vibes are going to sink.
What about your fans getting traumatized? What about Taylor Swift dildo?
We've got she should see a dildo.
Has never seen one in her life.
People really want to. I saw three Taylor Swift signs at the Bills game.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah,
that's
want
how
to
much
her.
She is
We're
in these
in
people.
Their head,
see you
man.
Next week, Taylor. Come to. I saw someone with like a. It's going to be something.
Yeah, rent free. She's going to show up in Buffalo.
It's not rent free. That's just how cheap it is to live in Buffalo.
Right. Yeah. 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 They need. They'll place. Pay you.
Jamel, how do you see this game playing out?
This is a really tough one to call because I don't. I've always said that the Bills don't want to be at home for whatever
that
shit
said
that. They talk about going to Arrowhead. They don't want to be in the cold. They don't want to be out there. This Chiefs team, though, is just so boring. I'm tired of watching them.
Rasheed had 130 yards. He looked great.
Boring. Yawn. Next.
Wow, so you're going Bills? Thank you,
guys, you guys got to play the Dolphins. Tyreek didn't even put sleeves on. Of course you guys were going to win. What the fuck?
We already told you that was going to happen in the Dolphins. Like, that wasn't a real win. Didn't count.
It's going to be demonstrably warmer in Buffalo
40, than it was 40 last degrees warmer.
Yeah.
If I never have to watch Isaiah Pacheco run hard as hell for 6 yards again, it'll be too soon.
That guy, I mean, he disappears into the pile, and then somehow you just see more movement. You're like, well, that's the end of that play, and then it's like 2 more minutes of going forward.
Plus the resurgence of Gimli, Clyde Edwards-Alaire, who's always running like Legolas is about to throw him across a cliff.
Funniest helmet in the league.
Now, I know that Benny the Butcher had also put out a Taylor, come see me when you come to Buffalo message. And I think the only way we're going to get a Taylor Swift, Benny the Butcher song is if the Chiefs win. I don't think she would make it if her man loses. And I do want that song. And I do want it to go platinum in an hour.
They did. There was a report from sources that after the Raiders loss on Christmas, Taylor and Travis had their first fight.
Oh!
I feel like, you know, a lot is riding on this game,
bro, I know,
for their relationship, all, brother, and her continuing presence in the NFL.
Listen, bringing your girl to shows can be stressful. Bringing your girl to work can be stressful.
I think any relationship with an NFL player, they got to go through one fight and see what it looks like. Because sometimes it doesn't go good.
Yeah, right. Let's just make sure there's no cameras around.
You got to see how your man in the NFL is going to be during an argument.
Funniest outcome of this game, it goes to overtime. The Bills kick a field goal in the first possession, and then the Chiefs come down and score a touchdown.
I mean, let's fucking go. Let's do it. I think Josh Allen just didn't have... I mean, he was up against the Wattless, feckless Pittsburgh Steelers defense at home.
He played well.
And he played fine. He threw a couple of would-be picks that didn't get picked because the Steelers...
He wanted to let him back in that game. He did.
And the Chiefs won't drop those balls.
I've noticed more this year than any other year is unblocked cornerbacks whiffing on sacks.
Yeah.
Have you noticed a lot of that? Like Josh Allen doesn't even see him coming, and the guy just runs too far to the left and misses. Just run up and hug him.
He just kind of does like as a quarterback, you just have to do kind of like you move your shoulder slightly.
Just hug him. And I mean, it's like then you're you. Like Chris Jones doesn't even tackle quarterbacks anymore. He just hugs them until the play is over because he doesn't want to get roughing calls. Yeah. I noticed it a couple times in the Bills game. I noticed it like Stroud guys just ran right by him, and you're like, how are you whiffing?
I think you gotta if you blitz the corners and then you have a Bolton, a Tranquil, one of our linebackers.
But Snead and McDuffie don't whiff on those.
Well, he doesn't. Hopefully. But even if they do, you need to have somebody there to clean it up because Josh will.
Who did Jamel
run.
Pick?
All he'll do.
I'm picking the Bills.
Yeah, people are gonna pick the Bills.
I am picking the Chiefs. Yeah. I feel like this is a Bills win. That's the feeling I get. But I don't pick against Reed Mahomes.
It's setting up for Chiefs magic because the Bills will, no matter what the score is in the first half, they will give you a chance to come back in a game no matter what.
They're getting too comfortable. I'm gonna speak to some of my Bills fan friends this week, see what the vibes are. I want to confirm that they're a little scared. I'm sure they are. We can get Aaron Vail.
Oh, well, well, well. Patrick Mahomes is coming to Orchard Park for a playoff game in January. This has never happened before, folks. And well, I'm excited. That's exciting. Slaying the biggest playoff dragon in decades, maybe certainly in my lifetime. It also makes me want to throw up. So that's where I'm at today. I am going to the game on Sunday. I've never been to a playoff game. I know Taylor Swift is going to the game. I don't know, I assume. But if she does go, that means that will be her first Bills playoff game. So it does feel cosmic, karmic, if you will. I honestly kind of can't believe we're even here. When they were 6-6, I genuinely did not think they were going to make the playoffs. So I'm just trying to enjoy the ride. We got one more game on Sunday. Get to watch a little bit more Bills football. What could be better than that? That's what my grandpa used to say, and that's kind of how I'm looking at it. I'm excited. I'm scared. It's great. This is the playoffs. Danny sucks.
Okay, bye, guys.
Well, I'll say I spoke to one who was not scared at all. He was the one who actually was like, Benny the Butcher and Taylor, they're making a hit record.
All right, well, look.
I felt no fear in his text.
We'll see what Joe Pera's voice sounds like. I feel like it's going to be very timid and wavering.
Damn, we are going to have to check on Aaron, huh?
Who are you picking, Danny, the Chiefs?
I'm picking the Chiefs. I don't want to. I don't want to be on the other side of this. I don't want to believe. I was feeling good about us not winning the Super Bowl, but now we kind of could.
Yeah, I'm also going to pick the Chiefs.
Jamal on an island. Okay, those are the picks for...
Welcome back to Bill's Island.
Divisional round. Let's get into this week's mailbag. I will gladly pull an envelope from the top of this bag. Oh, man, only a few more weeks of the season. I don't think we're going to be able to read all of these letters, but I'm going to grab one.
Do what you can.
This one says, hey, guys, it's me, Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy. Mm. Despite having a rough end of my season, I am a big fan of your show. I wanted to let you guys know, I showed the guys Austin Powers Gold Member in Week 8, and I thought it really kickstarted the offense. But apparently it wasn't enough come playoff time. So I'm writing in today to see if you guys had some recommendations for movies I could show the boys next season to help take us over the edge. Here are a few DVDs I own that might work, but I'd still love some recommendations. Thanks, fellas. American Pie, The Naked Mile.
Okay.
Road Trip 2, Beer Pong. Mm. That is the real title of a movie. From Justin to Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Sorority Boys.
Is Justin to Kelly, is that a comedy? Continue.
Yeah, there's some jokes in there. Van Wilder 2, Rise of Taj.
I actually watched that.
It's multicultural.
Bucky Larson. I think there's a longer title there. Home Alone 5. Do you think if I show the team Home Alone 5, it'll kickstart something?
Are they even in a house in that one? Is that a condo?
Is there anything I missed? Thanks again. Go Cowboys.
I got two words for you, Coach. Jungle Fever.
Mm. Mm.
Oh, really? I thought Jungle to Jungle for a second. I thought that's what you're saying.
Danny's got three words for you. Jungle to Jungle.
And two completely different movies.
Two of those words are jungle, and one of them is a number.
Could you imagine, going out with your family? I guess this was back in the Blockbuster days, trying to rent Jungle to Jungle. You bring home Jungle Fever.
It must have happened.
Who has a letter?
You know what? I got one. Wait, hold on. I just got an email. Oh, let me make sure I pop that thing. Okay, yeah. My letter today comes from Duka Nacua.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Duka Nacua here, L.A. County's number one Puka Nacua impersonator. I'm a big fan of the show and the L.A. Rams. Just wanted to send some flowers to my boy Puka on a great season. Seriously, not figure. Do you know his address? Haha, I'm just kidding. Unless you do have it. Anyway, I also wanted to let Rams Nation know we'll be back and better than ever next year, and I'm very available for any Super Bowl parties. I'll go anywhere between San Diego and Bakersfield is a hard line. I got jumped out in Fresno last year, and I will not get caught slipping again. Oh, and look out for my new single with Corey Feldman. It's going to be on all platforms this spring. And by platforms, I do mean physical platforms. You'll be able to purchase a copy at Union Station and any other stops on the A or B trains. Let's ram it, y'all. Duka Nacua.
I loved Puka's rookie season. It was pretty awesome.
It was pretty good.
So he already has impersonators. That's
runner-up for offensive rookie of the year.
Oh, man. Guy was incredible. I'm happy to see him out of the playoffs because it's just like every single time that ball gets thrown, he's just going off.
He was like
yards.
The only dude who survived that Lions game.
Yeah, how is he so good? What is he doing? Was he like a third rounder?
He just wants it more.
He just wants it.
He just wants it so much. And probably like leg lifts.
That's what we need. That's what the Chiefs need. Puka, come to the Chiefs next year. I know that will never happen.
You got a better chance at Cup.
Sorry. All right. I'll pull a bag letter from the bottom of the bag, which is, you know how I like it.
Right down to the deep end.
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. And by the show, I mean my show, the Pat McAfee Show. Mm-hmm. This is Pat McAfee. Can you guys believe how everyone's coming at me all of a sudden? I got execs at the network riding my ass. Both political parties are trying to cancel me. Then the media tries to cancel me for saying I was being canceled just because it was Martin Luther King Day. Just to clear up one thing, I am not canceled. You can check out the Pat McAfee Show Monday through Friday for 3 hours every day starting at noon. But anyways, I'm so flippin' mad about being constantly silenced that I'm doing the only thing I can think of. Running for president of ESPN as a libertarian. If I get elected, I promise to bring on more QAnon investigators, let Linda Cohn pound brews on air, and replace SportsCenter with a new talk show called Dr. Aaron. Vote for me, McAfee. That's my slogan. Signed, Pat McAfee.
Now, I do want to see Linda Cohn pound some beers.
Yeah, I think she could probably house a few.
She's Montucky cold snacks.
The older they get, the wilder they are. I don't know if you guys have seen what's been going on with Martha Stewart, but she's DTF.
Oh, yeah.
Wildin'.
Unbelievably hot.
The last ones, I had to throw my phone away.
Somehow there's a virus attached.
Dr. Aaron, is that a 3-hour show as well?
Yeah. It's its own. It's
it reruns a couple times a day as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
It does take Scott Van Pelt's bit of bad beats of the week. Yeah. But it's just people who died because of the vaccine.
Yes.
Is it like a Dr. Phil type setting with a live studio audience?
Yeah, yeah, and it's all women. And
the Cash Me Outside girl is on there frequently.
Yeah. He's like, he does those things where like, people are afraid of tin foil or something. So he brings a whole wheelbarrow full of foil at him. He's like that kind of, he's like Dr. Oz / Maury.
Any football talk?
None.
Well, paternity test could be football talk, depending on who's getting the paternity test.
It's just him yelling at scientists.
Final thoughts of the week. I'll start. Fuck you, Eagles. You really ruined the last 2 months of my football experience.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I'd like to thank the Eagles for reviving my love for football. Somewhere in the middle of the season, I kind of realized, actually, fuck the Eagles. And they saw that in themselves as well. And I'd like to thank y'all for that.
I definitely agree. Fuck the Eagles. And I hope not to be in the same boat as you next week. But even if we are, even if we lose and we have the season more or less that I thought we could have, we still have the indelible image of Andy Reid's frozen mustache.
Mm.
And that makes the season all worthwhile. That was fun to watch. I don't know how it even happened. Did someone throw water on him? Does his mustache get naturally wet?
It's the moisture from your breath.
Yeah, I guess he's like
donut. It wasn't even froze. That was donut icing.
You know what? It probably was. But it's. I guess when you speak into the play sheet like they have to do with the play sheet in your face, maybe his own breath came back to him and caused the moisture. I don't know. There's a lot of. We should ask Dr. Aaron.
Kyle, final thoughts on the week.
Yeah. Shout out Jason Kelce. Didn't want to. No one ever really gets to go out in a good way. But that's in 6 months, it'll be. Everyone will remember good stuff.
Yeah.
Including you, Dan. Bright skies are ahead.
And sorry that I picked the Eagles 19 times this season, I believe. or 18. Whatever the top amount was available. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry for 2004.
Sorry that I'm going to have to send a picture from Black Angus to you guys' phones.